Hello, everybody. Welcome to Amazing You. I am your host. My name is Dr. Rani Thanakudi. I am a certified clinical hypnotherapist, Mars Venus life and relationship coach, compassion practitioner, tarot reader, and astrologer. And today, I have the great pleasure to introduce you to my youngest guest on my podcast. It is the wonderful Manahil Rimo Jobwali. Manahil is a student of Rehan School, Gorangi Campus in Karachi, Pakistan. She is studying in the class called The Future Navigators. She is on a mission to help every graduate in Pakistan to earn a minimum of $500 a month through remote job. Welcome, Manahil, to Amazing You.
Thank you so much, ma'am, for inviting me, and thank you so much for amazing introduction.
Thank you. It's such a pleasure. I know it's very late for you, so I will go very quickly through the questions, and my audience is really looking forward to hearing from you because you are my youngest guest on the podcast. So let's dive in straight away. My first question to you is, would you please tell us about you, your school, and where you are from?
Yeah, sure. That's really a good question. So, my name is Manahil Rimo Jobwali, as you said, and I'm just 15 years old. And I'm a student of Rehan School, Gorangi Campus. I am currently enrolled in the Future Navigators class. My mission is to assist every graduate in Pakistan earn minimum $500 per month through remote job opportunities. So at Rehan School, Gorangi Campus, we have a unique curriculum for students in grade 6 to 10. We focus on various essential skills and subjects, including learning from artificial intelligence, learning from YouTube, teaching what you know, yoga meditation, proficiency in English, Arabic, Chinese, as our primary languages. Identify a massive transformative purpose, MTP, for our lives and taking steps to solve it. Initiating our business mission to address our chosen MTP. Developing the skills needed to earn a consistent income at least $500 per month through freelancing. I am proud to be part of this innovative educational environment that empowers students to learn and grow in various dimensions. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Wow, what a great school where you have the opportunity to develop all your creativity. I think it is the first time I hear that a school is doing such a great job at helping students not only learn academic maths and English, but you earn so many other skills. That is wonderful. And I am congratulating your headmaster and every teachers in your school and every students for the great job. Thank you. So my second question to you is, would you tell us how many interviews you have completed so far and why you are doing those interviews on social media, Manahil?
Sure, ma'am. Thank you so much for asking. So, I conduct interviews on social media because I genuinely enjoy connecting with people. It brings me great satisfaction to learn from the life journeys of individuals and gain valuable insight from their experiences. And it's also my school subject, taking interviews. Through these interviews, I've had the opportunity to learn, grow, and expand my knowledge. So far, I have completed 280 plus interviews, and each one has been a unique learning experience. It allows me to share these valuable lessons with my audience and build meaningful connection with people from diverse backgrounds. Overall, conducting interviews on social media is not only source of personal fulfillment, but also a way to inspire and educate others through the wisdom and experiences of my guests. Thank you so much, ma'am.
Wow, I am blown away by this big number of interviews that you have conducted. I have conducted only 80 interviews so far. You have conducted 200. That is such a great achievement, and I want to congratulate you, because it takes a lot of time to organize, to invite people, and it's a lot of things to be considered. And wow, I am really, really, I don't know how to express that, in admiration. Yes. So my
it's my pleasure.
Oh. And my third question to you is, what book has impacted you the most, Manahil, and why?
All right, ma'am. Thank you so much for asking. So I don't read books, but I've been greatly inspired by our TED Talk videos. I watch TED Talk videos. So I've been greatly inspired by our TED Talk titled How Long It Takes to Change Your Life by Noel Hadaki. This TED Talk challenged the notion that it takes 21 days to form a habit, emphasized that real change may take to 8 months. It taught me the importance of patience and dedication in personal growth, making it a significant influence in my life.
Wow, thank you so much for sharing that. I think it's such an important thing that you touch, that it take between 8 days, you said, and a few months to change a habit. I think that's a really great point that you made. Yes, thank you. And my other question to you is, who is the most influential person in your life and why, Manahil?
That's a really good question. Thank you so much for asking. So the most influential person in my life is my mentor, Rehana Lawala, and my mother also. So they serve as my mentor, guiding and appreciating my efforts, and their impact on my life has been transformative. Rehana Lawala's goal is to empower ordinary Pakistanis to increase their income to ₹1,000 a month. He is the founder of And Rehana Lawala goals to empower ordinary Pakistan to increase their income to $500 per month. So he is the founder of Rahan School Kringi Campus, the Institute of Peace, and he utilizes technology and innovative tools to reshape the way we communicate and educate. His dedication to creating mindset and enables individuals to achieve financial success is truly inspiring. Through his guidance and wisdom, vision, my life has taken new direction, and I'm deeply grateful for his mentorship and influence. And also my mother is always appreciate me, always guide me, always support me.
Thank you so much, Manahil. You are very, very lucky to have these great people in your life to support you and to encourage you, your school director and your mom. I think you will go very far with their encouragement. Thank you. My next question to you is, what quote has inspired you in difficult times, Manahil?
Yeah, sure. A quote by Allama Iqbal has been a great source of inspiration for me in a thought time. Rise yourself so high that even before destiny, gods ask you, what is that you desire? So this quote remind me of the importance of self-improvement and striving of excellence. Even in the face of adversity, it encouraged me to set high goals and work diligently to achieve them, knowing that my efforts are ultimately in my own hands.
Wow, that is wonderful. It's such an important thing, such a great quote, and so important to set high goals, because if we set an average goal, we won't feel motivated. So setting a high goals will help us to get out of our comfort zone so that we can grow, we can evolve, and we can achieve even greater things. That's wonderful. Thank you. What a great quote. Yes. My other question to you is, what would you like to tell the people today who are watching and listening to this video and podcast? These people, what would you tell these people who lost hope and who are facing some challenging times today? What would you like to tell them, Manahil?
Yes, I would like to offer a message of hope and resilience to those going through tough times. Remember that challenges are part of life and they can often be opportunities for growth and transformation. Even when it feels like hope is lost, know that you have the strength within you to overcome adversity. So reach out to friends and loved ones for support, and don't be afraid to seek professionals' help if needed. Take small steps each day. Focus on what you can control and set realistic goals. Most importantly, believe in yourself, your ability to overcome challenges. Life has a way of surprising us, and brighter days can be just around the corners. Keep pushing forward and never underestimate the power of hope and resilience. You are stronger than you think, and you have the potential to emerge from these challenges times even stronger and wiser.
Thank you, Manahil. Wow. Thank you for these beautiful words of encouragement, of hope, and of inspiration to the audience. And my last question to you is, what did you learn about yourself and about life from doing all these 200 interviews?
That's a really good question. Thank you so much for asking. So through the process of conducting interviews, I will learn a great deal about myself and life. When I first started, I was not confident to speak English and I struggled to understand it fully. However, as I continued with more than 100 interviews, I noticed a significant improvement in my English and comprehension and speaking confidence. More importantly, the interviews have taught me valuable life lessons. They have helped me develop the ability to connect with people from various backgrounds and engage in meaningful conversation. I will learn to ask insightful questions, actively listening, and understand different perspectives. Furthermore, these interviews have shown me power of human connections and how it can lead to personal growth. I will gain knowledge and insight from the experiences and stories of my interviews, which has been broadened my understanding of my life. Overall, the journey of conducting interviews has been a transformative one for me, enhancing my language skill, boosting my confidence, and teaching me the importance of connecting with others and learn from their experiences.
Thank you, Manahil. That is beautiful. Wow, I am really in admiration, not only towards you, but to all the school, to all your other school friends who are doing that great thing of interviewing. I will tell my students how you have overcome your shyness. You have become more confident because so many of my students are much older than you and they are so shy to do a presentation. They are so scared. They have anxiety. They have all sorts of issues coming up. And you are such a role model, you and your other friends, to everybody, because at such a young age, you are doing such a great work. So as you grow up, I am sure you and your classmate will do even greater work. I am so, so grateful for you tonight. I know it's very late. I will leave you and I will say thank you to the audience for watching, listening, sharing and subscribing. And a big thank you for Manahil, who is from Pakistan, and sending you lots of love, Manahil and the audience. Take care, everyone.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Bye.